Magandang hapon po mga kababayan namin. Muli po nandito na naman kami at inyong mga kakapiling dito sa Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon pong hapon ay tayo ay naka Independence Day broadcast dahil meron po tayong mga espesyal na panauhin ngayong hapon. At siyempre pa po binabati namin kayong muli. Maligayang kaarawan ng kalayaan at kasarinlan ng ating bansang Pilipinas. Ang theme po natin for this year ay Kalayaan 2018, pagbabagong ipinaglaban alay sa masaganang kinabukasan. Change we fought for, an offering to an abundant future. At mamaya po i-expound dito sa atin ang ating mahal na bisita. Walang iba kung hindi po ang ating kagalang-galang Ambassador Sir Jesus Gary Domingo, Ambassador of the Philippines to New Zealand. Malapit na pong magdalawang taon ang ating ambassador dito at marami po siyang ihahatid sa ating magagandang balita ngayong narito siya sa istasyon. Magandang hapon po, Amba.
Magandang hapon, Consul Virgie, at maligayang kaarawan.
Salamat po. Mayroon din po tayong iba pang mga bisita. Nandito po ang ating isa sa masugid na community leader dito sa Auckland. Dati po ito ay presidente ng Pinoy Golfers Club for 3 consecutive terms. And hindi naman siya nagsawa, kaya lang nagpahinga po. And ngayon, he is back again to the fold of the Filipino community leaders. It is no other than KR, Sir Roy Bukiron. Isa po ito sa mga opisyal ng Knights of Rizal dito sa Auckland. Magandang hapon, Roy.
Magandang hapon naman po, Tita Birds, at magandang hapon po sa ating mga kababayang nakikinig ngayong hapon.
And also, we have got a very special guest today, no other than Director Suzanne of the ADHB. Good afternoon, Suzanne.
Hello, everybody. I'm not sure what to say.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been in New Zealand for 8 months. I'm from Melbourne, and I'm the Director of Participation and Experience at ADHB, and I'm Roy's girlfriend.
Now, that is what we want to hear officially from the horse's mouth. And I am very pleased that it also came from the horse's mouth that together with us, she is also a migrant. This is the richness of Kiwi culture. We are a conglomeration of migrant communities, migrant individuals, and together we make New Zealand an even happier place with our cultural diversity that we contribute to this country that we chose to be our second country. Amba, I know you have plenty of things to say for our kababayans, and we take this opportunity that you are here in the studio to air it so that everyone would hear. Wala po kayong kawalaan ba? They will hear it. Everyone, okay. Almost everyone is listening.
Okay. Maraming salamat today, Consul Virgie. So it's my great honor to be with you in your program. First, unang-una, we'd like to thank and congratulate you for holding another very successful celebration at the Rizal Reserve yesterday. Congratulations.
Thank you, po.
And also, again, really fantastic achievement helping to negotiate and arrange the designation of the Rizal Reserve Park. Very unique achievement. So maganda yung simulang ating June 12 celebrations dito sa Auckland with the traditional wreath laying and memorial service sa ating Rizal Reserve.
Opo. Okay. And 20 years na po.
20 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Now, pero unang-una, medyo iba ang New Zealand and Australia, for that matter, is that we are in the antipode countries, meaning unlike the rest of the world, which is in the middle of the summer, we are starting winter.
Yes, yes.
So if you look at the celebrations that the Philcoms and the embassies have around the world, it's usually you usually have a big outdoor picnic.
Yes.
But yesterday, thank you also Tita Virgie for arranging the perfect weather. But so we're able to do it outdoors.
I prayed hard, Amba. Oh, because every year it's really rainy.
That's of course we can't predict that. So like my previous posting was in Geneva, before that, well, Saudi, and also New York. We usually have a parade or picnic, but here it's hard to do. So usually among our celebrations for June 12 is indoors. So, but it's so, but that often results is a number of separate activities. So I was thinking to bring together the communities, like for example in Auckland, I'd like to do a... first, among the announcements I'd like to make is to embassy would like to work with the Filipino community in organizing a big open picnic for the Filipino community. And so we can get, as we were discussing yesterday, what is a good month? So anywhere from the end of November to Siguro between to Valentine's Day, February. So something we can figure out. And once we do, we can locate the right park and maybe through your program also, we could do it. So let's expect the big picnic that normally in the rest of the world happens in June, but in our case, will have to happen in the when it's spring or summer for us.
Yes. Okay. It should be maybe November or February.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two is, I have a lifted, I'll just go one by one because our time, I know, is limited.
No, we have an hour, Amba.
Okay,
you have an appointment, I know.
Yes, this week's very hectic because sunod-sunod or one by one, the events have been organized. So yesterday, I started early, I had to wake up at 5, and thanks with the support of Roy and Suzanne, we set up the Philippine booth together with Philippine Airlines at the ANZ Migrant Expo at the Cloud in Queens Wharf, also very successful. This was this was an annual event organized by the ANZ to with exhibits and booths from the different migrant communities and ANZ and other companies providing services to migrants. So in our case, we took advantage of setting up a booth, thanks again to ANZ, and in collaboration with Philippine Airlines. So we focused on promoting tourism, and then of course Philippine Airlines' new direct flight and their very new Airbus luxury airline that they're now using. So we really have a much better opportunity to promote and encourage our fellow Kababayan and Kiwis to come home bring home a friend.
Yes.
And to see it's more fun in the Philippines.
Of course.
So we're promoting our tourism. Now, connected to that, recently I spent a week in Ashburton in the South Island. That's very much the heart of the agricultural dairy industry. And we're very welcome there. We're actually the largest community of new Kiwis in Ashburton. Our first elected Filipino Kiwi public official, Ms. Telma Tornobel, who's one of the counselors there. Mayor Donna Favel, very welcoming. Mm-hmm. We also had our usual consular mission. And we exchange ideas on a new initiative of the Philippine government, farm tourism.
Wow.
So as you know, we have a new Secretary of Tourism, Secretary Romeo Puyat. And one of her, and she came from the Department of Agriculture. So the secretary is promoting the idea of farm tourism, meaning when a tourist visits a country, the destination would be a farm. And New Zealand is actually doing this on what they call it in here in New Zealand is farm stay, where tourists stay in a farm.
In a farm. Mm-hmm.
And now, so we're holding the first Global Farm Tourism Summit in Tagaytay next month, which we'll be coming home to. And they're inviting me because they'd like me to talk about how New Zealand does it with a view to exchanging ideas, a way to promote both tourism both ways. And Ashburton is also offering to host next year's Farm Tourism Summit. But also, I think we'll also have the opportunity to show the best of New Zealand farming all over the country, North and South Island. And, you know, the farming sector is so blessed, so appreciative And we are blessed for the opportunity for Filipinos to be very prominent in the maintaining and the running of farms, especially in the dairy farms. So this is one sector where we've been able to contribute to the progress of New Zealand in a very meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Another, and where you will be more intimately involved, is yesterday the we've talked with our friends again for the New Zealand Police.
Yes.
And they have a program of community ambassadors.
Yes.
Which are people from ethnic communities who are a bridge between the police and the new community. So this is a great innovation. So so Tita Virgie, since you're very active with Rotary.
Yes.
Rotary Club of New Lynn.
Yes.
We'd like to, and as the Rotary Club of New Lynn has a lot of partnerships already with Rotary clubs in the Philippines.
Yes.
We have a Rotary, I have a Rotary Club in the Philippines, which is made up of predominantly female officers from the Philippine National Police.
Mm-hmm.
The Rotary Club of Camp Panopio in Quezon City.
Quezon City, yeah.
So I'd like to link up you with them. And also be able to exchange this concept of community ambassadors. So we have something similar in the Philippines, and well, the overall concept of community policing. But this is a very specific Kiwi initiative.
Fantastic.
This community youth police ambassadors from the community, something we can share. Also, something very related. New Zealand has, it's doing a wonderful job in welcoming Filipinos and other communities, what we call the multicultural councils, which is made up of representatives from the different ethnic and cultural communities of a given city.
Yes.
I have the honor of being the patron of the Multicultural Council of Wellington. And this coming weekend, we're going to have a national meeting of the multicultural councils of all over New Zealand. So this is another best practice of New Zealand we could share back in the
Philippines.
Okay, so these are among, well, I don't want to take up all the time, but also maybe later, I think we've agreed that you could perhaps read the message of our president and the Secretary of Foreign Affairs later in the program.
Yes, we will.
Thank you.
Actually, I read it at church today as well.
Okay.
But still, I will read it on air because I want those who did not hear or who did not attend the Mass today to hear it. Fantastic messages both from our president and from the Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Alan Peter Cayetano. Yeah. So until what time have you got, sir?
Until maybe another 15 minutes. Sir Roy is also with me. So,
In the meantime, may we have Sir Roy to please read the poem that he wrote specifically for Independence Day and for Dr. Jose Rizal's birthday, which is upcoming on Tuesday, the 19th of June. How many years old would he be already by Tuesday?
He was born on 19th of June, 1861. He was born in 1861.
Oh, yeah.
So that will make him 157 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, that's roughly about it. So, Dr. Jose Rizal obviously is our Philippine national hero. But I guess in our conversation with the ambassador, he's one of those guys whom we consider a Renaissance man, maybe first Asian to be an internationalist.
Yes.
And he's well-traveled, gone to so many countries. But obviously, he has passed away, and his heroism inspired, through his writings, inspired the Philippine forefathers, our forefathers of our nation, to reaching out the Philippine independence in 1890s. And, of course, with Dr. Jose Rizal, having had so many travels and have met a lot of wonderful and beautiful ladies, a poet that he was able to inspire a lot, especially the Boasted Sisters and all the other girlfriends like Osei San. For him to be able to write poetry, and I have Susan here with me that is inspiring me a lot. So I'm writing a lot of poems at the moment with the kind indulgence of Susan. And for this particular occasion, on the 120th anniversary of the Philippine independence from Spain, I wrote a poem called Conversation with Dr. Jose Rizal. So I asked myself, if Dr. Jose Rizal was alive today, what could have he said? What could have been said by him to me, and to be able to share with the Filipino people? And what would the conversation be like? So I wrote a poem on this. Just bear with me. The wintry night was dark and cold. The poet was working for It Must Be Told. One solstice evening, he dreamt for a number. He was in deep, reverential, and silent slumber. Before he dozed off, he had his native land in his thoughts and heart like the grain of sand, littered in his neck with sweet dreams. He was carried down to the flowing streams. In his deep reverie, in his altered reality, he dreamt that he was visited with audacity by Dr. Jose Rizal, the greatest hero, better than the Roman Emperor Nero, the man who mastered languages, a polyglot, the doctor who trained in Germany and got the respect of his countrymen, friend and foe. He was a towering figure and a great poet too. In his dream, the poet had a conversation with Dr. Jose Rizal, the father of our nation. He was a man accomplished in many fields, a Renaissance man, a polymath. He never yields, who inspired our forefathers to lift their arms against Spain, colonizer of our people and farms. Our hero knew that the Filipinos were not prepared to fight the Spaniards, but they were not scared. Dr. Jose Rizal was an ardent environmentalist. He collected specimens of bugs and beasts, sent this to his dearest and likable friend, Ferdinand Blumentritt, true and tested till the end. He was a practical philosopher, a lover of wisdom, schooled in the Republic to the monarchical kingdom. He was a great novelist, a great storyteller, held the ladies spellbound by his love letters. Dr. Jose Rizal was an itinerant wanderlust. Writing everywhere and traveling was a must. He didn't mind staying in the poet's cabin for 3 months or so, meeting people in his kitchen, drawing or writing poems in his notebooks, a man of mission, writing by the brooks. In the Pitan, he's shown his skills as an architect. That's why the young ones have so much respect. Meeting the great doctor in this Morphean milieu, the poet was nervous and wanted to read his hero a Jew. But he stayed and asked his Philippine idol what was his greatest gift to the world, a symbol of unremitting love, ceaseless service, and sacrifice. Dr. Jose Rizal thought for a second it sufficed. He said that his greatest gift to all are his fellow Filipinos following his clarion call. The poet in his somniloquy was enthralled. His great hero was patient and not appalled. He said that Filipinos are sharing their values to the world in show that we can use our love for people, food and culture, and share a tiny quantum morsel of structure. The earth nations, the world is our universe. The poet agreed and tried to write a verse.
Wow, fantastic. What can you say to that, Manang Trini?
Maing hapon ganin yung tananang daghang salamat yung pagpamina karon. And that was very, very good, by the way, Kuya Roy. It was great. Yeah, very poetic ka talaga, no?
Very inspired.
Inspired, yeah, very inspired. I want to have what you're having.
Ate Jo.
ano yan, gift yan. Hindi basta-basta ang tao nakakagawa niyan, you know. Kasi unang-una inspired siya. Kasi meron siyang loved one. See, ganyan talaga. See what love can do?
Of course. Kuya Cesar. Yeah.
Well, okay lang ako dito to the birds.
Di ba ako bumabati pala?
Bumati ka na.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw namin taga-subaybay ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate Jo, nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagninaiksaya, himpapawid. Tulad po ng nabanggit ni Tita Verge kanina, syempre nandito po ang ating kagalang-galang na ambassador, at syempre si Sir Roy, at saka yung kanyang loved one, si Susan. At siyempre nandito rin po si Kuya Cesar.
Bumati ka na, Kuya Cesar.
Isa pong sa akin po ay karangalan pong maging bisita po ang ating ambassador dito sa ating radio program. Sa kapakanan ng mga radio listeners ng Samut Sari, ito yung pagkakataon na kung may time po, pwede po kayong tumawag kung meron po kong gustong itanong sa ating ambassador, sa ating sa ating mga bisita po.
Telephone number? Mm-hmm.
815.
815-8100.
Yes.
Manang Trini?
Bumati na
kaya. Bumati ka na ba? Bumati na ako. Oy, pero pwede pa rin. Sige, maing hapon na po kaninyong tanan. Si Tita Verge talaga. Excited. Ganda pa naman.
Ayan. At ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating pakikipag-usap sa ating kagalang-galang na ambassador dahil kulang po ang oras niya. Naghabol lang po tayo. Amba, marami ka pa pong isi-share. Una-una yung ating magandang balita tungkol sa ating mga kababayan na para sa ekonomiya, sa pag-hire ng direct hiring.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isa pang ano, mahalagang balita ay ngayon, as you know, the past years, kung gusto niyo mag let's say a company gusto mag-hire or may opportunity mag-hire ng mga magagawa, mga professional, kailangan dumaan sa or makipag-partner sa isang recruitment agency sa atin. Mm-hmm. Binawal ang direct hire. Ngayon, pwede na uli mag-direct hire. So so in-announce namin sa through the embassy. So yun, and yung so yung mga contracts dapat pa rin ma-authenticate and hopefully soon makakaroon ng Philippine Overseas Labor Office dito sa New Zealand.
Fantastic.
However, kailangan pa rin kumuha ng Overseas Employment Certificate, OEC.
Yes.
So that's still a requirement. So yes, that's the good news na pwede na ulit mag-direct hire. So we're working with, of course, the New Zealand government and the employer sector para ma-disseminate yun. Also, nagpapasalamat ako sa, well, another challenge is, of course, now the New Zealand government, a new administration, they are reviewing yung mga immigration policies.
Opo.
So we know major must mahigpit, like for example, the minimum salary must be, is higher.
Opo.
The opportunities to work after study mukhang ililimit, so we have to stand by. So we caution kababayan, if you're planning to come to New Zealand, for example, especially through studying, that it is not right now, because the situation is unclear, you have to be very careful first and do your homework. Ano talagang latest latest regulations on studying while working? Now, basically, it's 20 hours a week, but we have to see. The government is reviewing. Of course, it's still New Zealand is a great place to study. Unfortunately, there have been some abuses, especially yung mga ibang agents or advisors sa atin na nagsasabi na basta mag-aral ka sa New Zealand, you're guaranteed a job, migration, which was true a few years ago, but over time, and especially now, iba na.
Iba na.
And I've been vocal about that, and yung ibang, unfortunately, may kritiko ako sa akin, sa atin, words criticize me for saying that, but the truth is there.
The truth is
I thank the community, Filipinos in New Zealand for supporting me in my advocacy to be transfer the education sector, the recruitment and the education advisors to be more transparent.
More transparent. Because they are doing it according to their gains. They don't care about the students who come here and the families who spend for it blindly.
Right. But going back to yung unang sabi ko about farm tourism and my trip to Ashburton, the New Zealand Federated Farmers, the employers, the mayors, talang saludo sa mga ating mga Filipino farmers. So they would like to really continue. In fact, they cannot see how New Zealand farms can survive without our Filipino workforce. And we're also contributing our skilled manpower for the construction of New Zealand, the rebuild in Christchurch and the new transmission gully projects and other infrastructure projects of New Zealand, including Wellington, of course. But we also have to be careful about, by and large, most of the situation is it's very good, very welcoming, but we have also some reports of Filipino workers being underpaid or being overcharged for yung tinatawag na pastoral care, which is basically their housing and transport and food. So we have to be vigilant. We have a coalition we now call Pinoy Helping Pinoy, formerly called Pinoy We Care. That's a coalition of organizations and volunteers in the community who's working with the embassy as a information resource for Filipinos about their rights in and also their options in New Zealand in terms of their work and their legal rights. So we thank the Pinoy Helping Pinoy Coalition, which is very active here in Auckland. Also, of course, we salute to you also, Tita Virgie, for continuing to be a crusader for the rights and protection and welfare of the Filipino community.
We do our best.
Yes. And to all of you here also today.
Yes.
Maraming daghang salamat po sa inyo lahat.
Thank you po, Amba. Any questions?
Amba, sabi mo nga, di ba, may mga unfortunate incidents yung mga nakapunta po dito na hired ng mga agencies na ngayon is actually not working. I met them in Laysam Foundation time and isang table po sila, ang dami nila, pero apparently they only work so far out of 100 Filipino construction workers that came over, ano lang po daw, mga good 30 ang nakapagtrabaho pero hindi daw full time. Promise po sa kanila is full time work tapos secured. So ano pong magagawa sa mga
I'm glad you mentioned that. Of course the there are remedies under law and then the authorities, also the labor unions, and we thank very much our friend, our kababayan Dennis Maga.
Yes.
Of the union sector who's helping. So we are working with the concerned victims of this to file the proper complaints. And we're also coordinating with Department of Labor and Employment back home and POEA to be vigilant and to also seek redress for these affected kababayan.
Yeah. And it's a shame because they don't feel like they can speak out.
Yes.
Because they're hesitant because of the agency.
And that's why it's very important that you as community leaders assure them that their rights are protected.
Yes.
The New Zealand government, the embassy, we have your back.
Yes.
But yung nga, medyo takot, medyo ilang.
Yes.
But so we have to, and again, I thank all of you. I thank our friends again in the, our partners in the Pinoy Helping Pinoy Coalition for reaching out to these workers. But those are mga listeners natin to also maybe to be able to contact you through this program.
Yes. Okay.
Or maybe quietly, siguro yung iba ayaw magsalita sa publiko, is quietly work, let's coordinate. And we can also, we'll help them with their particular cases.
That's right, yeah. And of course, you know, they have their weekly expenses. I mean, they still pay rent without any income. And, you know, for in our own little ways, maybe we can, you know, also, mga kababayan natin, kahit man lang pagsyapingan natin isang grocery
for a week or so.
So, you know, something like that in our own little ways. Maybe not in a big scale now, you know.
Or i-treat natin for one dinner or a week or so.
Marami. I feel so sorry for them.
Then I think also we have to make sure that these bad agencies and employers stop recruiting. And so I also like to urge our kababayan not only to work with the authorities here in New Zealand, but also one thing that I found very effective is the Malacañang Presidential Complaint Center.
Fantastic.
And again, we received cases from them, case officers from Malacañang to follow up, coordinated from coordinated through DFA. And pangalawa, even we'd also like to thank Congressman Aniceto John Bertis, who is with the ACTS OFW party list, who's also very effective in crusading for the rights of our OFWs.
Yes.
Also, there are the well-established agencies which support our migranting magagawa. Of course, like Migrante, we have a chapter here in New Zealand, also back home in the Philippines. We have the Blas Ople Resource Center run by Susan Ople. So we have, also quite a number of other NGOs that are committed to helping OFWs, both here and back home. So yun. But as community leaders, siguro you're also the first line of contact. And so whenever there's opportunity, natutuwa ako sa inyo na you are opening your hearts and your pocketbooks and your kitchens to help us. And then also invite them. I'm also glad you're inviting them to our cultural events, sporting events.
Yes. But, yes.
Maiwas sa pagka-homesick nila.
Because beyond the face of those workers that came over to New Zealand, there are family affected back home, you see.
Yes.
And that is just very, disheartening.
Okay. One other thing is, there are some things, of course, hindi namin pinapublicize because of confidentiality and respect for the privacy, but there have been a number of Filipinos who have died. Well, natural causes or sometimes accidents, but we can normally, of course, the repatriation should be part and parcel of the
embassy's.
I mean by the employer, but there are certain cases where the embassy has to help, and we tap what we call the assistance to national fund. We can request, but we urge that those who are tourists, those who are on short visit or on short work contracts, to make sure they have some kind of health and medical insurance.
Yes, that's very important.
Because there have been cases where the embassy is not necessarily able to fund, and sometimes some have the give a little. Sometimes some had to resort to that, with prolonged illness. We try to help.
Online.
That, of course, that's not a very effective and efficient way, so it's best to be prepared. So you have to look at make sure that even your friends or relatives visiting, there have been cases here in Australia of accumulating tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills.
Actually, marami na din po kaming natulungan kahit na pakunti-kunti. Sa mga organizations o mga kababayan lang, halimbawa kung Bisaya, mga Bisayan tinatap namin, or yun nga, mga organizations, kahit na kunting tulong, nakakatulong din.
It's deeply appreciated, but the best thing is prevention, of course.
Prevention. Yes. Na sana dapat very well informed sila bago sila mag-dive na gumastos at ipagbili ang bahay at dumating dito ng hindi nakakasiguro. Kung ang pinagtiwalaan lang ay isang agency roon, kahit pa Pilipino, hindi pa rin sigurado. Iba rin talagang pag-aralan nilang mabuti kung ano yung kanilang tinutungo.
This is where this direct hiring would help really to eliminate the agencies. We want them to be
at saka ang policing po sana dito doon sa mayroon ng ruling dito that all agencies, immigration consultants should be registered with the immigration, New Zealand immigration.
Yes. Well, mabuti naman na yung mga immigration agents are regulated. Unfortunately, yung education advisors ay hindi. So we're working closely with NZQA, Education New Zealand, to do better policing of this sector. Again, New Zealand is a wonderful place to study, but again, you're not guaranteed of work in New Zealand.
Opo, yeah.
unless it's talagang a work mm-hmm. contract.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of course, also next month, just check the embassy Facebook page and website for details. We're having another passporting mission.
Dito sa Auckland.
Yes.
Very
and
good
then,
po.
Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. we also have our new, I'm sure you announced it earlier, also our mm-hmm. new offices in Henderson.
Yes.
But now, it's, of course, it's by appointment, the mm-hmm. the services. But mm-hmm. passporting, dual nationality, those have to be done in Wellington. You have to come to Wellington mm-hmm. or the mm-hmm. team coming up here. But, you know, the other services.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Tita Virgie continues to serve as a vice consul emeritus. And your public service never ends.
Wala pong pigil. Thank you for your... endorsement.
Of course, yes, thank you. Okay, so pasensya lang po, we have to run to mm-hmm. our next appointment.
Yes.
And medyo
so
hectic
much.
Natin tayo na yon itong weekend. So,
itong weekend. Oh. Thank you very much po, Ambassador, for your visit to Samut Sari. Very much welcome. Anytime you are back in Auckland, we will hihilahin po namin hindi kayo.
Okay, maraming dagang salamat po.
Opo. Thank you very much, Sir Roy, and our friend Suzanne.
Thank you so much for coming. Yes, thank you. So, magandang awitin ba tayo dyan, yeah? Magandang awitin tayo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Mabuhay si Kabesang Myong!
Mabuhay! Mabuhay ang Magdalo!
Mabuhay!
Mabuhay ang Katipunan!
Mabuhay!
Mabuhay ang Pilipinas!
Mabuhay!
Gregorio Del Pilar is indeed a brave and honorable man. His country can be proud of.
What is this?
That's my bag. Ayan po.
So maganda po, magandang hapon po ang nangyayari ngayong hapon na ito sa istasyon natin. And we are so privileged at saka honored po tayo na binisita tayo dito ni Ambassador. At of course sa mga bagong updates natin sa mga kaganapan sa immigration wise at saka kung anong ginagawa din ng Philippines sa sa ating gobyerno for that, which is really really good kasi marami nga naman taglaga tayong dapat tulungan. So ayun po, for now I will give you a really nice music from, let me see, I think this is a good one, Tadhana. Freestyle po tayo ngayon hapon na ito dahil we actually allocate this afternoon fully for Ambassador and of course all the updates that she's given, he's giving us. And ito po si Ate Verge, si Tita Verge.
Ayan. Naipangako po namin sa inyo na we will share with you the message of our beloved President, His Excellency Rodrigo Roa Duterte. And
put your mic on. Put your mic.
Ayan, wala po palang microphone kanina. Naipangako po namin kanina sa inyo that we will share with you the message of our beloved President, His Excellency Rodrigo Roa Duterte. And mamaya po, mayroon din pong message ang ating Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Alan Peter Cayetano. Ito po ang ating Presidente. I join the Filipino people in celebrating the 120th anniversary of the Proclamation of Philippine Independence. This historic day forms the foundation of the liberties we enjoy today. Through the patriotic fervor shown by our forefathers, we have freed ourselves from colonial subjugation and proved to the world that we stand united as the pioneer of republican democracy in Asia. May the solidarity and heroism exhibited by our ancestors fuel our desire to spur meaningful and lasting change in our communities as we collectively battle the social ills of corruption, illegal drugs, and criminality that impede our progress as a nation. By cherishing the sovereignty that is born out of the sweat and blood of our heroes, we stand firm and unwavering in our conviction to create a brighter and better future for all Filipinos, regardless of their status in life. Inspired by the sacrifices of those who have bravely stood before us, may we also find the courage to defend our cherished democratic ideals now and in the years to come. May we all have a meaningful observance of Independence Day. Signed, Rodrigo Roa Duterte.
Ayan. And ito naman po ay galing po sa ating Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano from the Department of Foreign Affairs. Ito po ang message niya. In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. And that's James 2, chapter 2, verse 17. Now, this is my, this is from... Mr. Cayetano, my heartfelt greetings to all Filipinos around the world as we commemorate the 120th anniversary of the Declaration of Philippine Independence. With great pride and renewed sense of purpose, I join the rest of the nation in reaffirming our shared heritage of independence. This year's theme, Independence 2018, Change We Fought For, An Offering to an Abundant Future, is a clarion call for all of us to renew and reinvigorate efforts towards nation building and social transformation. But it is not enough to just talk about it, about freedom. We must not only believe in it, but also work for it. Because as quoted from the Bible above, faith without action is dead. The leadership of President Rodrigo Roa Duterte gives us the golden opportunity for the Philippines to be truly free. The government is now working hard for us to continue our fight for independence, albeit a different kind of independence. Freedom from crime, freedom from illegal drugs, and freedom from corruption. The president has given us the seeds of genuine love and concern for the Filipino anywhere in the world. It is time for us to unite and together sow the same love of for country that we may reap the benefits of a better, sustainable, and inclusive future that is comfortable for all. It may take a village to raise a child, but it takes all Filipinos, whether it be our OFWs, teachers, soldiers, the private sector, and the civil service to work together for law and order, development, and economic progress. We all have to put action to our faith. The men and women of the Department of Foreign Affairs shall work for all Filipinos to realize President Duterte's vision of an independent foreign policy attuned to the needs and aspirations of the Filipino people and imbued with the highest standards of professionalism. We shall strengthen and deepen our commitment to our core national interests, the more than 10 million Filipinos living and working abroad, to gain economic freedom for their families and give them better opportunities in life. We shall push on and fight for our national interests and uplift the image of the Philippines in order to bring real change and economic and political benefits home by being friends to all and enemies to none. We shall build to protect the country's interests and to achieve peace and prosperity, including the long-term security and stability in our region. As we all join hands and help the President accomplish his mission for real positive change in the country, guided by three pillars of foreign policy: one, national security; economic diplomacy; two, and assistance to nationals. We shall stand tall as Filipinos and be living witnesses as the Philippines continue to work and be victorious in advancing the country's interests in the world stage and ensuring the well-being of Filipinos wherever they are. Mabuhay ang Pilipinas at ang sambayanang Pilipino. Signed by Alan Peter S. Cayetano, Secretary of Foreign Affairs. Ayan po.
Dalawang mahalagang mensahe galing sa ating kadalanggalang na Pangulo at si Secretary of Foreign Affairs, Alan Peter S. Cayetano.
This event is another landmark in your steady progress toward the fulfillment of your aspirations to be a completely independent, sovereign nation.
I, Manuel Luis Quezon, hereby solemnly swear that I will faithfully and conscientiously fulfill my duties as President of the Philippines, and I hereby declare that I recognize and accept the supreme authority of the United States of America in the Philippines, and will maintain true faith and allegiance thereto. So help me God.
The Philippines Defense Act is, in effect, a charter of individual liberty and national freedom.
A date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. Last night, Japanese forces attacked the Philippine Islands. Japan has undertaken a surprise offensive throughout the Pacific area. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
I, Jose P. Laurel, President of the Republic of the Philippines, do hereby proclaim that a state of war exists between the Republic of the Philippines and the United States of America and Great Britain.
General Wainwright speaking. Message for General Sharp. Subject, surrender. On May 6th, I tendered to Lieutenant General Fulmer, Commander-in-Chief of the Imperial Japanese Forces in the Philippines, the surrender of the four harbor forts of Manila Bay. General Fulmer declined to accept my surrender unless it included the forces under your command. I decided to accept in the name of humanity. His proposal and tendered at midnight, night 6-7 May 1942, to the senior Japanese officer on Corregidor, the formal surrender of all American and Philippine Army troops in the Philippine Islands.
Malapit na naman pong matapos ang isang oras naming pakikipagniig sa inyong lahat, kaya't kami po'y muling nagpapasalamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa amin sa Samut Sari. Magandang gabi po. Si Tita Verge po ito, nagpupugay sa inyo.
At ito po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Sana po namnamin po natin ang kalayaan ng ating bansang Pilipinas. Tayo po ay malaya sa anumang gawain. At tayo magiging proud being a Filipino. Si Kuya Cesar po ito.
Yes, ako naman po si Manang Trini. Of course, sabi ni Kuya Cesar, be proud and please value our independence. We are free people. So yan din po. Maraming salamat at saka magandang gabi.
Love.